BBC News with Jonathan Wheatley. The United Nations Special Rapporteur for Human Rights, Philip Alston, has accused the police in Kenya of being involved in widespread, continuing and systematic extrajudicial killings. Mr. Alston said the police commissioner and the attorney general should be dismissed. The Kenyan government has rejected his findings, saying they appear to be made in bad faith. But Mr. Alston said police officers appear to have free rein to shoot virtually anyone and were unable to produce any statistical information.
When I asked them, for example, how many people had been killed in Kenya in the last year, the last 2 years, 3 years, by police using lethal force, suspected criminals, they said, oh, we don't have those statistics. Now, that's astonishing, because in most countries, merely the use of a bullet needs to be recorded by police.
Dutch investigators have removed the bodies of three crew members from the cockpit of a Turkish Airlines plane that crashed at Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam. 125 people survived when the Boeing 737 hit the ground shortly before landing, but nine people were killed. From Amsterdam, Geraldine Coughlin reports.
Airport officials told a news conference that the Turkish Airlines Boeing 737 crashed into a muddy field trying to land on a runway at Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport. It broke into pieces but did not catch fire. The injured, some in critical condition, were taken to nearby hospitals. Relatives flew immediately from Istanbul to Amsterdam. A forensics team is searching for clues as to what caused the crash.
The Zimbabwean Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai says that although President Robert Mugabe has ordered the release on bail of political prisoners, the process has been willfully obstructed by the Attorney General. Mr. Tsvangirai said the continued detentions were a threat to the new unity government. About 30 activists are being held, including a senior member of Mr. Tsvangirai's Movement for Democratic Change. The World Health Organization has warned that a new strain of drug-resistant malaria could threaten global efforts to contain the disease. It says researchers on the Thai-Cambodian border have found parasites that are resistant to artemisinin, a key ingredient of the most effective malaria treatments. Our science correspondent, Matt McGrath, now reports.
Artemisinin is the world's most powerful weapon in the battle against malaria, but studies carried out by the World Health Organization on the border between Thailand and Cambodia show worrying signs that the falciparum parasite, the root cause of the illness, is becoming more resistant to the effects of artemisinin. Normally, the treatment flushes the parasite out of the body in 24 hours, but in the Thai-Cambodia border, the WHO have found cases where the parasite persists in the bloodstream for 120 hours. This means that people stay sick for longer, and the disease has a far greater chance of being spread by mosquitoes.
Matt McGrath. World News from the BBC. President Barack Obama has said his administration intends to lay down clear rules for the troubled financial industry in the years ahead. The president, who's been meeting his top financial advisers, said clear rules were needed to protect consumers and investors. The aim, he said, was not to stifle, but to advance competition, growth and prosperity. The Defence Ministry in Sri Lanka says its troops have been engaged in fierce battles with Tamil Tiger rebels in the northeast of the country. It said at least 14 rebels have been killed in separate clashes. A pro-rebel website said the Sri Lankan army had suffered heavy casualties during intense fighting. More from our correspondent in Colombo, Ambarasan Etarajan.
The Sri Lankan military says its troops have launched a multi-pronged offensive to capture the last remaining town of PTK, or Pudukkottai-Irappu, from the rebels. Some army units, it said, had already entered the outskirts of the town and that fierce clashes were continuing in the area. There has been no comment yet from Tamil Tigers, but pro-rebel website said there had been intense fighting going on in the region and the army had suffered heavy casualties in the past 3 days.
The United States has criticized the Chinese government for stepping up what it called religious repression against Tibet's predominantly Buddhist population and Muslim population in Xinjiang in northwest China. The State Department said in a report that the authorities in China had committed extrajudicial killings and torture. President Sarkozy of France has sent a special envoy to Cuba to improve relations as the communist-ruled island emerges from its diplomatic isolation. Officials said he had appointed the former socialist culture minister Jacques Lang to discuss a resumption of political contact at a time when the United States was also reconsidering its policy towards Cuba. The European Union last year lifted sanctions on Cuba, which were imposed in 2003, after Cuba imprisoned more than 70 dissidents. BBC News.